Child abuse is one of the most troubling problems in our communities around the world, as it harms many kids. Even though now the people are more aware and there are laws to protect victims, lots of children still suffer abuse without telling anyone. The Child Abuse Act is just one of many strong laws that governments have made to stop abuse, punish those who do it, and help the victims. Parts of the Children Act, like Section 75, lay out clear steps for officials to take care of and protect children. The article looks into the history of laws against child abuse. It also digs into the key parts of the Child Abuse Act and checks out how important Section 75 is in the Children Act. By looking back at history and seeing today's problems, we paint a full picture of laws that protect kids from abuse. This shows we always need to change and keep an eye on these laws. Historical context of child abuse and protection measures. In the past, people kept quiet about child maltreatment, treating it as a private family matter. Many cultures back then accepted harsh punishments for kids, even though society didn't see child abuse as a public concern. As the 1900s began, views in society started to change. New studies and campaigning revealed that child abuse had a big impact on kids' futures. During this time, people began to grasp the idea of children's rights and started making laws to protect them. Various nations in their early legislation addressed only physical abuse cases caused by neglect alongside severe physical mistreatment, yet failed to address emotional and sexual abuse. Public awareness about child welfare expanded because of notable abuse cases together with child advocacy group efforts that demonstrated abuse exists in multiple forms, while protecting children must become a national priority. Child protection laws have evolved through increasing realization of how abuse damages young lives by causing psychological damage as well as emotional harm and physical damage. The laws implemented multiple objectives, including punishing offenders as well as implementing preventive strategies and establishing victim rehabilitation services and early intervention features. The implementation of complete legal frameworks prompted societies to adopt child protection as a joint obligation, through which governments and social services combined with educational institutions and community support should work collectively. The Child Abuse Act, framework and implications. The Child Abuse Act stands as one of the essential laws which protects children from mistreatment and exploitation in our society. This legislation defines abusive behaviors and sets out responsibility obligations for different agencies, together with intervention protocols and access to legal action. The legislation implements both sanctions against abuse perpetrators as well as safety measures for abuse victims. Defining child abuse. Under the core framework of the Child Abuse Act, multiple types of abuse receive description, including physical abuse. This entails the delivery of any type of physical injury to children. Emotional or psychological abuse. The definitions underpinning child abuse include physical or psychological abuse through actions which produce substantial emotional damage. Sexual abuse. This defines any sexual act against a child, along with any situation that sexually exploits children. Neglect. Child neglect exists when caregivers abandon their responsibility to meet essential child needs, including food and shelter and medical treatment as well as education. The Act establishes specific groups of unacceptable behavior to guarantee the law recognizes diverse harmful actions. The clear definitions within this legislation enable law enforcement agencies, together with social workers and judicial components, to correctly detect and investigate and prosecute incidents of abuse. Preventive measures and intervention. The Child Abuse Act propagates more than criminal sanctions because it simultaneously promotes prevention techniques alongside prompt intervention tactics. Through this law, the government promotes community programs whose purpose is to provide educational resources that identify abuse and neglect indicators to parents and professionals who care for children. Such programs direct their efforts toward building an awareness network of individuals who know how to detect early signs of abuse before responding promptly. The Act requires training for professionals working in education together with healthcare and social services to identify abuse symptoms and properly report such suspicions. Early identification of abuse becomes possible because the Act successfully builds responsible and alert communities, which ultimately decreases the long-term effects on child development. Support and rehabilitation for victims. Under the Child Abuse Act, the government recognizes the specialized care requirements of abused children through its provision of various support services. These include: the program provides counseling services with psychological support, which assists victims to navigate through trauma before starting recovery. The Act guarantees fast access to doctors who will deliver suitable medical care to victims. The Child Abuse Act provides families with legal support functionality that reaches from judicial process guidance to attorney services to help families understand the legal system. The measures facilitate rehabilitation through the Act to demonstrate that victim care needs encompass both offender punishment and victim recovery support. Online legal advice from Insaf 99. Section 75 of the Children Act, detailed insights and importance. The comprehensive child protection structure includes Section 75 of the Children Act as its fundamental component. Section 75 within each jurisdiction sets separate statutory requirements for public authorities that handle child abuse cases and child neglect concerns. Purpose and scope of Section 75. The key objective of Section 75 is to allow children under abuse risk to achieve timely and cohesive support services from appropriate official bodies. This section typically mandates: the assessment of risk requires local authorities together with child protection agencies to conduct evaluations about child safety whenever abuse suspicions arise. The section requires agencies such as social services together with law enforcement and healthcare providers to collaborate for protecting child welfare through coordinated responses. Local authorities must take protective actions immediately if they discover a child to be in imminent danger according to Section 75 provisions. The protocol allows for on-the-spot children protection through placing them in safe facilities temporarily or by removing them from dangerous environments. Legal and practical implications. The legal requirements established by Section 75 enable direct action between legislative rules and field operations. Section 75 empowers local authorities to take prompt action through its mandatory requirement, which plays an essential role in preventing both short-term and long-term effects of abuse. The law requires all involved parties to make immediate reports and investigations of abuse allegations, as well as complete implementation of protective systems promptly. Section 75 has a strong impact on the guidelines child protection agencies create for their work. It makes sure that case conferences and multi-agency meetings, groups from different agencies meet often to look over and work together on individual abuse cases. Resource allocation. Local authorities must set aside enough resources, including staff and money, to handle child abuse cases well. Accountability mechanisms. The section sets up a system to hold public agencies responsible when they fail to protect children at risk, which reinforces their duty to care. Impact of Section 75 on child protection outcomes. The rollout of Section 75 has definitely proved to be the game changer in protecting kids. It has significantly reduced the wait to step in after spotting abuse, so less harm is done, and getting kids back on track is easier. Plus, it shows that the government is serious about looking after young ones and making sure they're safe. Current influence. Now that Section 75 is in action, there are better ways to report abuse, pushing teachers, healthcare providers, and everyone around to jump in fast to stop it. Jumping in early means figuring out the danger faster and making different groups work as one team, guaranteeing kids get shielded right away. There is loads of help available now, getting treated and sorting out legal stuff, which helps kids recover and fit back into life, making sure they're set for a better future. Although the progress is there, we still face hurdles like not enough resources, poor training, and slow-moving bureaucracies. People's cultural and social views can block progress, and uneven laws and code backlogs make protecting kids tougher. What's next? People with authorities should toughen up the laws, get different agencies to work better together, and put money into making the public aware. It's super important to have enough resources so we can step in and handle cases fast. Conclusion. Even though Section 75 has caused a revolution in child safety, we have to keep a close eye out, tweak the laws, and get everyone involved to sort out the tough spots. Keeping kids safe is something everyone has to do, not just because it's the law, but because it's the right thing to do. As a society, we all need to join forces to make sure kids have a secure and loving place to grow up. FAQs. 1. What is Section 75 of the Children Act? Section 75 of the Children Act primarily deals with offenses related to cruelty to children, making it an offense for any person responsible for a child to willfully assault, neglect, abandon, or expose them to harm. It emphasizes accountability and legal consequences for failing to ensure a child's well-being. 2. Child Protection Act in India. In India, the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children Act 2015 serves as the primary child protection law. It provides a legal framework for the care, protection, and rehabilitation of children in need, including those facing abuse, neglect, or exploitation. The Protection of Children from Sexual Offenses, POCSO, Act 2012 specifically addresses child sexual abuse with stringent legal provisions.